Well Wednesday. Our doctor this morning is a dentist, Dr. Carla Spann. Good morning, Dr. Carla Spann.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you for having me.
Where do you live?
I live here in Allen, Texas, a suburb of Dallas.
All right. All right. Dr. Carla Spann is here to talk about an article that I saw last week that says we don't need the floss. What? We don't need the floss? Doctor.
Oh, we most definitely do need to floss. Definitely need to floss. Flossing is still extremely, extremely important. I feel like it was irresponsible journalism, basically, to run the article that way, that there was no evidence to equate that flossing was effective. It is very effective. It's very highly recommended by the Dental Association and by the United States Dietary Guidelines in the past.
So
who wrote this article?
This irresponsible journalist with bad teeth, apparently.
Exactly.
Somebody from England.
The U.S. Dietary Guidelines, they had flossing as part of their guidelines in 2010 and 2005. And then in 2015, they omitted it. But they said that they later came back with a statement that they were just emphasizing, shifting their emphasis to reducing the amount of sugar intake in the diet and moving it away from cleaning teeth. Just kind of getting out of there and sticking their dietary, keeping their dietary guidelines information.
I'm glad you cleared that up, Dr. Carla Spann, because when I saw it.
That story was making a lot of people happy, though. I got to tell you.
It was relieving
a lot of responsibility. Every time we go, like, somebody's not flossing as often as they should.
Yeah, but you know what? The problem is you can never floss enough. Whenever you floss, you go to the dentist, you're not flossing. How much floss do you have to have? It's never enough.
You need to floss at least once a day. At least once a day. And we're not picky about the time of day you do it. Just get down there in between the teeth, run that floss along the side of each tooth, and remove that plaque. There's a lot of bacteria in there.
How do you feel about toothpicks?
I am not a fan of toothpicks, but there are other devices you can use. You can use these little brushes that they have that go underneath the contact point in between the gums on the teeth.
Yeah.
If you use a water pick,
that's helpful.
I tend to be old school, and I tend to believe that there's not really a substitute for flossing. That's just my philosophy. But if you're getting in between your teeth with something.
You were saying that there's some things that you were talking about the bacteria and other things and why it's necessary because of these things that you find or that can be the start of something else.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of bacteria, over 500 species of bacteria found in the plaque. And that bacteria can cause inflammation around the gums, and that inflammation can lead to bone loss around the teeth. And that's the most serious consequence of not flossing, is that you will lose bone. The bone that supports your teeth and holds them in your mouth, they'll become weak and loose. And once you get to that point where they actually become loose, well, then it's way worse than the consequence of tooth decay, which is another side effect as well.
Are there any other myths about oral health that we need to know about?
Well, the most important time to brush your teeth is going to be at nighttime. Versus in the morning. A lot of folks want to brush their teeth in the morning for fresh breath, but the best time to brush your teeth in order to ensure fresh breath is going to be at night. That's definitely a myth. Mouthwash is not a substitute for brushing your teeth and flossing. There just really aren't any substitutes.
And choice of toothpaste.
Choice of toothpaste, I am not taking on choice of toothpaste, but I will tell you that a fluoride toothpaste.
You want no trouble, huh, Doc?
Fluoride is bad. A fluoride toothpaste is going to be your best defense against tooth decay.
Fluoride toothpaste and Big Mama's baking soda, not so much.
Well, you don't want to get into a debate with Big Mama.
Just go ahead and use the baking soda.
Go ahead and use that baking soda.
And then you go home.
Big Mama has her teeth. Big Mama has her teeth. And, you know, let's
Yeah, and they're sitting in a jar. You're right. Big Mama does have teeth.
You really don't want to get into an argument with her teeth off to the side like that either.
You know, the most important thing is make sure you respect Big Mama. But honestly, if you can switch her over to maybe a fluoride baking soda toothpaste,
I don't think that's going to work, no.
Dr. Carla Spann.
Great job, Dr. Spann.
And she's going to be around to answer your questions about tooth decay and any dental questions at 646464 for the next hour. Thank you so much, Dr. Carla Spann, for participating in Get Well Wednesday.